Dear Editor, I received a small locked-in retirement fund when I retired 12 years ago. On August 25, I went to the bank in Okotoks to withdraw $2,000 from that fund. Two investment officers didn't know which form they should fill in. They joked that it wasn't easy because the mutual fund was no longer listed with their bank. After an hour, I left empty-handed, hoping they would figure it out. 3 weeks later, after making two inquiries, I heard from an investment officer. He found the proper form. Luckily, he brought it to me to sign. I appreciated that. The mutual fund was turned into cash, but it was still locked in. A week later, another investment employee met with me to fill in a form for my signature. However, it needed to be notarized. The bank doesn't have a commissioner of oaths, so it was up to me to find one and come back to the bank. The normal cost for certification is $50. It took me a few days and I brought the signed and certified form back to the bank. A week later, nothing had been deposited in my account. I sent an email about it and was told to wait a few more days. 2 days later, I heard that one more form had to be filled, the one stating that I didn't have a husband. Again, this form had to be signed and notarized and brought back to the bank. Unbelievable. I'm 78 years old and I don't have a car. I use the Okotoks Transit. It's not easy to go to the bank, find a notary or commissioner of oaths, have the document certified, go back to the bank and then wait, only to be told I have to do it all over again because the employee forgot about the second form. It's now 6 weeks later and I still don't have the $2,000 I requested. What a fine example of poor customer service. My recommendations. Don't get stuck with a locked-in retirement investment fund if you can avoid it. Don't deal with the same bank I did. Christine Lewis, Okotoks.